This is the Radio Ronin Show on Podbash.com.
Yeah, summer is over, finally.
Yes!
I've never been so happy to see summer end ever. I think this is probably the first time where I've ever been like, see ya. Hasta lasagna. Hasta lasagna. Get out of here.
Winter is coming.
I know.
Stop it.
Right?
Give me fall.
Ooh, that's a good idea. That's actually a good idea.
What?
So, hey, everybody, it's Radio Ronin, and I'm Chunga. Welcome to the show. Hey. So, with me is always the lovely, the talented Mr. Kenny D.
I don't know much, but I know I love you.
What?
It's Aaron Neville.
You've never heard that song?
Haven't you ever seen that dude? He's like the biggest, scariest black man. He's got like huge tree trunk arms, and he wears like Levi jackets.
A mole the size of Pluto.
What?
It's like
on
a
his
meatball,
eye, right?
It's a meatball. It's like in his eyebrow. I seriously want to get like a whole tub of I can't believe it's not butter and like just dump it on that thing and let a rat eat it.
Oh my gosh.
And chew that thing off.
You've never seen Aaron Neville?
Neither have I.
Probably. No, it's like a dead twin in his eyebrow.
Like a dead twin. Oh my gosh.
And that's who he's singing to.
Oh yeah. I know I love you.
By the way, Chuck was just pointing.
He points to the meatball growing out of his head.
And then it sings the duet.
Look at this stuff. So broken and so better.
I think that was on an episode of Scrubs.
Was it?
Maybe.
No, not original.
Anyway, the sparkly, the effervescent, just Jess is right over there. And the smartest man in the room, DJ Spinard.
Kenny, real quick, I'm just noticing there's clumps of hair on my microphone.
What the crap, Kenny?
Look at the...
What?
There's,
ew, what the
gross.
There's
clumps of hair.
Was this in your trunk?
Did you murder someone?
I gotta go.
Look at that. It's stuck.
There's so much hair.
Oh my gosh!
It's stuck. Look at me pulling on it.
There's so much hair in this microphone.
It was near the dead body.
Because of the way
you
have to set up the studio, I have to use your microphone, usually, that you use for bacon sale.
Yeah.
This was in your trunk?
There may have been a struggle in the trunk the other day.
Oh my gosh!
There's handfuls of hair.
I don't know.
Like, look at that. What?
Ew.
No, oh my gosh. No!
I think it's time that we text the authorities.
Hey, look, we do the show. There's a lot of kids' books back there. There's snow boots for kids.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of stuff for them to
duct tape.
If there were kids in my trunk.
What?
A big bag of lime. Or lie. What is it? Lie?
Yeah, lie.
Lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just wanted to ask that. So
I don't know. And now I'm creeped out. Yeah. It's like the grudge is happening in my back. I mean, my trunk.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Samara's back there waiting for you.
Oh, man. We've got so much to go over today. And by much, I mean we don't really know. We're doing the show a little bit early. We're actually recording this on Labor Day because Kenny's busy.
Yeah.
Stupid Kenny with a life.
He's got stuff to do. So we had to do it a little bit earlier than what we normally do. And it's awesome to have Jess back.
Yay.
Woo!
So you're not as stressed anymore?
I'm not as stressed. It was a really shitty day that day at work. It was a really terrible... Because last week was just kind of insane. Mm-hmm. I took 64 calls that day. Like, normally I get, like, 40-something.
Yeah.
I was on the phone for, like, the first 4 hours straight of work.
With good people or bad people?
Just insane people. And, like,
she works
I had,
at a health insurance company.
Oh, okay.
Well, not health
insurance.
Which means
everybody that she gets on the phone with is like,
no,
what?
No. Well, yeah, they're all old, but we ship diabetic testing supplies. So
I know you're there. I can hear you breathing.
We are a mail-order pharmacy. We don't do insurance.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
But it's all old people or pissed off people. And it was just like a really crappy day. And I got home and had like the worst migraine ever.
I'm sorry, Brent Peterson. I know what you guys do.
Where's my Fen-Fen?
Yep.
I ordered Fen-Fen 17 years ago.
Yes. Mama needs her Fen-Fen.
I need to be part of the Fen-Fen class action lawsuit from 1998.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
See, millennials don't know who Aaron Neville is or Fen-Fen.
I know Fen-Fen.
They don't know anything.
No.
I know Fen-Fen.
You don't know Fen-Fen.
I do, too.
Don't act like you know Fen-Fen.
Dude.
I had a big conversation the other day with my friend Tim, who you're really good friends with, Tim Hemingway, and my friend Dave, and we had a big, long discussion about millennials and when millennials start. And I think by their
learning?
Description, no, age-wise, demo-wise, Kenny is also millennial.
Yes.
By this age, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't lump me in with them.
Kenny, right? Kenny's like, he's on the upper edge of it.
Yeah, I classify myself as Gen X because, well, I think I'm smart enough, and I think I'm nearly mature
enough.
You're
not smart enough.
You're an X-Man.
And I'm also, right, I'm an X-Man.
You function more like an X-Man than
and I'm not as tech savvy as the millennials, and right, so.
That's
right.
True.
I mean, my tech skills are on fleek, I guess you could say.
Don't say that. Don't
my
say
gosh.
That. No, they're not.
My phone first is, of all, they're is not. My bae.
Your phone is lit.
Stop.
It's so lit.
Stop.
Wow. It's too legit to quit.
Stop.
Wait, I think that's probably a little more your speed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too for legit. The record, I'm older than Kenny, but I'm far more tech savvy than Kenny is.
This
way
is true.
Way more tech savvy than
oh,
Kenny.
Oh, come on.
Do you wanna way
have,
more.
Do you want to have a challenge? I don't even know what we would off? Do.
No. Kenny uses an iPhone, but it's the little iPhone.
Oh.
Little. It's a little. Oh. It's not like a
oh,
shuffle.
Oh, look how cute it is.
Yeah.
Is that cute?
It's kind of cute.
It's a six.
So, anyway, let's see. We should probably get the show.
I'm so sorry, iPhone. They don't mean it.
The show underway. Anyway, so we're doing this show on Monday night. So, you know, Lord only knows what's going to happen between now on Labor Day night and
right.
when this actually airs, which is on Thursday. So please accept our apologies ahead of time. If it seems a little bit dated, we don't like to do this, but it was either that or not bring you a show this week. So we were like, no, this needs to, we got to do it. Mm-hmm. We've got to get this done.
Right.
So we could talk about politics, but it would just be me for 4.5 minutes.
That sounded like an in-joke right there.
I think Hillary Clinton is dying.
So, just to give everyone the background here is, there are some conspiracy guys on the right, far right wing.
And far right wing.
What Hillary calls the alt-right.
Right.
And yeah. they say that she's dying. They say that she's very sick and she shouldn't even be running for office.
Right.
Granted, this could just be a smear.
Who knows?
Where they're just saying, oh, okay, let's just say that, yeah, why even vote her in? She'll be dead in the next 4 years anyways.
That's right, yeah.
I think she is. I think she's sick. I think there's enough actual footage from actual sources in context where she seems to be in pretty bad shape.
Today she had a 4.5 minute coughing attack in which her VP candidate, her pick, was kind of, I saw this inner battle he was having of do I pick her up or do I hold
her off
the stage?
Well, it's like you can give her like a shot of like adrenaline or something.
Do I give her the Heimlich?
Yeah.
Does she need an EpiPen?
Yeah, like an EpiPen.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. What am I supposed to do here? But it was pretty freaky. It was pretty scary. And this is on the heels of her saying, I do not recall in her FBI interview, three dozen times. She said, I do not recall. In that interview, and she said it was due to a concussion that she couldn't remember anything.
Yeah, and she has had like these spurts of just like craziness, and you know she's what?
Yeah,
and she's pretty old.
She's 70.
70.
Yeah, she's 70. They're both 70. I think both her and Donald Trump are both 70.
But she feels like she's losing it. She also, I mean, if you look at kind of like the evidence against her, or I guess her illness or whatever, she doesn't really do press conferences. She rarely does.
Check. I'm going to double check her age while you're talking.
Yeah, she rarely does. Like live campaign, you know, just meetups anywhere. Whereas, you know, Trump at the same time, he's everywhere.
The number one, I type in Hillary and the number one search comes up, Hillary Clinton's age.
Yeah. How old is
68.
She? Okay, 68.
Okay, 68. 68.
So by the time if she finishes two terms, she would be 76? I can add?
Yeah.
You can
that
sort
is
of.
Correct.
Yeah, she's still younger than Ronald Reagan. Yeah, Ronald Reagan was older than she was.
Yeah, and Ronald Reagan, he clearly at the end was showing his age.
Yeah.
And I think, well, I almost think it doesn't matter because I think she will serve one term anyways. I think no matter who
you
wins,
think that either one of these people, they're a one-term president is what you think.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of concerns and a 4.5 minute coughing fit while she's on the podium and the water is not solving it.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
She kind of blows it off saying, oh, every time I mention Trump, I get allergic. She almost sounds like she's Bernie Sanders as she's saying
a little bit. Every time! Hi! Hi! I saw!
Maybe that's the only way to get the millennial votes is to sound like Bernie Sanders.
Like, hey,
which
I'm feeling the burn again!
He's like 96 and somehow that appeals to 20-year-olds.
Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, so we can't really talk about that because that's, you know, by the time this airs, it's like...
Yeah, she might be dead.
Who knows what kind of... Yeah, you never know. What
can
kind
you joke about that or no? I don't. Oh,
I don't
crap.
Even know if we can. I think you can because you're talking about health related problems. I'm sure the Secret Service will pick
I
up
hope
on
she
it.
She does well. Yeah.
And now we're all being monitored.
We love our political system. We love America. We love both candidates. Peace, Secret Service. So we're just talking about a coughing fit, for heaven's sakes. But there is a fear that she is dying. So who knows? So we can't really talk about that. Can we talk about football? Football is starting.
No.
Kenny doesn't want to talk about
Please,
football.
Please, no.
No, I don't. Listen, this is one thing that we have kind of touched on here on this show, is that this year has been so awful. It's been so horrible. And we all kind of made decisions. Are we all going to go back into radio? Well, the odds of all four of us being picked up for a show are pretty slim. Maybe two of us, maybe one of us might get picked up. So we thought, well, no, we all want to stay here and we want to keep doing Pod Bash. If we're going to do this, if we're going to do radio and not get paid, we're going to do it our way.
Yeah.
Right.
So we all decided, okay, you know what? We need to maybe look at getting some day jobs. We need to take a look at some day jobs. And Spinari has been picked up for a day job. Yep. Because, you know, terrorism, we can't do gigs in Europe anymore.
Yeah.
Jess has been picked up. Kenny's been picked up. I'm looking. I may get picked up. But one of my big fears is fantasy football. I'm terrifying. I'm already trying to figure out, like, okay, when someone is kind enough to take, you know, me in.
Your fear is so founded.
No,
five times this last week.
I'm shitty at golf.
Yeah,
and I can't play fantasy football. I don't know what fantasy football is.
Like, so do you think you feel like it, in order
it's
to
like D&D but with football? It's no, fine.
It's the strangest thing because people are like, "Hey, bro, you're a guy.
Yeah, you know fantasy football.
You want to be in our fantasy football league?" And my first question is because I want to act interested before I tell them no.
Yeah,
and I go, is there money involved? Because, yes, I will put money in mm-hmm. on something I don't know about, because it's like mm-hmm. button mashing. You're going to win sometimes.
Yeah, sure.
Right? And then they go, no, it's just kind of for pride. I'm like, yeah, I'd rather win money. And then sometimes even then, they're like,
is that your out? I only play for money.
Yeah, kind of.
That's a good out. Maybe I should do that.
No,
I'm having all kinds of anxiety. Like, okay, yeah, I'm really, really excited about the notion of trying something new, and you know, maybe I can find a really cool. I'm going to be honest. I've got a place that I'm really interested in, and it's a writing job, and mm-hmm. you guys all know that. You know, me being going back into writing would just be heaven for
right.
me. I would just love it, and I'm really, really excited about this because I can still be creative. But I'm having these anxiety based tugs where it's like, I don't know fantasy football. I don't know how to do fantasy football. I don't know. I'm a writer. I know I'm a
someone
DJ.
That knows.
I don't.
I'm just saying.
Robert. I can call
wait,
Robert.
So wait. Yeah.
What Robert can help me.
He's
Jess,
so
what are you
good
saying?
At it.
Are you saying we need to have like a show where we're trained on fantasy football? Because I feel like it's just picking, hey, I need a quarterback. That's a quarterback. I think the Q, well, does that mean quarterback?
Like Aaron Neville, he would be my pick. For
he doesn't know much.
Yeah. Well, oh,
but I know I love Ron Gronkowski.
Is that a football player?
I heard a parody song, and it was like Ron Gronkowski was in there. So I'm like, well, he's a football player, clearly.
You pick the best players, and then I think how well they do in a game calculates into how well they're doing on your team. I don't know.
Yeah, see, you don't know either. So I'm having legitimate worries about this.
No, and it goes deeper. People would be like, "What team name are you going to choose for your team?" And I'm like. Cloud Strife and
what?
It would be like a Final Fantasy thing because I feel like I'm doing RPGs.
Final Fantasy, yeah, it would be
because it's Final Fantasy football. I will play that game. I will play
my team will be called like Slim Jim Warbringer.
No, the thing is though, if you joined, you would probably be the one that won, and everyone would be pissed because like.
Well, I will say that I think it was like fantasy baseball or something. The newspaper said, we want you to be in some sort of celebrity thing, and it's going to be you and some of the Jazz players and blah, 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 and it's going to be some celebrities that are going to be a part of this thing. And I said, great. And so I just went through and I picked all the names that were funny.
No way.
Yeah.
I think Mookie Blaylock was
yes, I remember Mookie.
Yeah, Mookie Blaylock, and there I just picked a bunch of wacky names at the time, and I was like top three.
No. You're like Spud Webb. That's cute.
Yes. He was on there.
Yeah.
Spud Webb, Mookie Blaylock there was a bunch of them.
Moses Malone, that's hilarious.
Akeem Olajuwon, I think, was still playing.
Akeem the Dream
the time.
Right
yeah,
there.
The Chocolate Thunder.
Dominique Wilkins, human highlight.
That's
reel.
Why I said that, yeah.
Yeah. Man, I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
Kendall Gill? How's he in the NBA?
Yep. And I saw
fantasy football could be fun if you just pick the funny name.
I actually met Dominique Wilkins once, And I was playing in a celebrity golf thing. And that's something else I'm terrible at. Golf. Golfing? I'm having like all these middle-aged guy corporate first world problems, man. I can't play fantasy football. And I got banned from my own golf tournament.
I think you said too much. What? I think we need to start practicing.
Yeah, yes.
We're going to go golfing?
Yes.
Whoa. I love how Jess is the most excited in this room. What?
It's something
new.
Wait,
do you golf?
It's something. She's perpetual ADD.
It's not new.
It's something...
Me and my family used to go a lot.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. At the Fillmore one.
Fillmore has a golf range?
Yes. By the paradise.
I think Jess thinks golf is kicking rocks out of cow turds. I think that's what she thinks golf is.
I got a birdie.
It exists.
I kicked that rock to the moon.
I got a boogie.
Guys, no.
A boogie, whatever.
It exists because we almost got kicked out one time because I was driving the cart and I was probably like 12. And then my brother and my dad were both on the back of the cart jumping up and down so the wheels kept popping off.
I'm still picturing you're kicking rocks out of cow turds.
That's golf. That's holding golf.
Hey, Jessica, drive the cart over there. That's a big one. That's a humdinger.
Anyway, I am completely ready to embrace this. I'm 100% prepared for this. I am. This is a new adventure for me, and I'm like, yeah.
Should we go drive some balls? Is that
what
you want? Yes. I've got to learn this. Balls? I've got to go buy some clubs. I've got to learn how to do all of this.
And we can document our
corporate
adventures.
Stuff. Yeah. I think we should keep like a vlog or something.
Yes.
Of us trying to learn how to be normal.
I actually
this is learn how to do fantasy football and how to golf and how to do all this.
Okay.
Which is bad because Labor Day just happened, but you know.
I went golfing when I was 14 once, me and my cousin, and we had to be on the same team for some reason.
Was it mini golf?
No, it was actual golf. Oh. And we thought, hey, this would be cool to go golfing. And this Asian old man kept yelling at me so many times. He's like, you never walk in front of me when I'm putting on the putting green. And I was like, and by the way, it was like, but that was like a death threat. They wasn't
was
as calm
the blind
as that.
Guy from Kung Fu? You just described the blind guy from Kung Fu.
Confucius said,
you'll never walk in front of me.
And like,
while golfing.
And so I was so scared of this guy, I just left. I just left.
All the way dope.
Because there are so many rules, and that I think I tried another time, and I said so many F words that I just gave up, because it's a very frustrating sport.
Unless you're good at it.
Oh, please, cow turd.
Well, couple things. I met.
We're going golfing.
Kenny.
And if it's anything like you talking up your first-person shooter skills, then we've got
come
a
on.
Game.
I'm good at sports.
The last golf tournament I played in.
What are you doing? You can't kick me for that.
I showed up. I rented some clubs. The only thing they had were left-handed clubs. Which is fine. I'm ambidextrous. It's fine. Yeah. I was like, that's cool. Whatever. And it was, I went walking out onto where my golf cart was. And this is no joke. Alice Cooper, Arnold Palmer. Okay. You had Dr. J and Dominic Wilkins. They were, that was my team.
What?
Arnold Palmer looks at me and goes, oh, hell no. I am not golfing with that. I had a big yellow bag that said rental on the side of it. And had like four clubs in it. And he's like, no way, put me on another team.
I bet you Alice Cooper was pretty good.
And so, he was awesome. Alice Cooper was like, no, man, you're on our team. He was really, really nice. He was awesome. And Dr. J was really cool. And Dominic Wilkins was really cool. But I'll tell you what, Dominic Wilkins, Dr. J, I beat them both with my rental clubs. They were so horrible. They were the worst golfers I've ever seen.
They're both like 7'3".
They were worse than Charles Barkley with that bad swing of his.
He's terrible.
No, they're terrible. It was terrible. It was terrible. They were so awful. I ended up doing okay. And on the final thing, it was like, if you hit a hole in one, you win this Pontiac. And there was another local celebrity, Tom Barberi. He was there. And he was down on the green, and he's literally scratching his ass standing down on the green. And I said, I am going to kill Tom Barberi with a golf ball. And I get Alice Cooper around. I get everybody around. And I wind up with my rental club. I'm standing the other...
Left-handed. Yeah.
And I pull it back, and I swing. And that thing was like a laser beam.
Oh,
headed
no.
Right for Tom Barberi's head.
Oh, no.
Right for him.
For...
And I was like, no. And Alice Cooper was like, no. And it didn't even have an arc. He was just going straight, and Tom's down there like scratching his ass in slow motion as this thing's like, and it's headed right for him. and he bends over right at the last minute.
Oh, man.
As the golf ball passes right where his head would have been and skips off the trunk of the Pontiac.
Oh, you hit the Pontiac?
Hit the
car. You're supposed to win the Pontiac, not hit the Pontiac.
I hit the car, and the golf ball went like straight up in the air. And literally, Dominic Wilkins looks at me. He's like, I got your clubs. And I just grabbed my keys and took off. All the way. I've never done a golf tournament. I tried to do my own golf tournament after that, but I destroyed a golf cart and they wouldn't let me come back. They said, you can have the tournament. Chunga can't come. I said, I'll do a golf tournament, but I'm not golfing.
You're not making a great case for yourself.
Because the last time I almost killed a guy. Well, I know. I was like, this is why I'm again, middle-aged white guy, first world problems.
Hey, we should have teach us how to man classes.
Seriously. Like, we should bring in Tim. We should call Tim.
I think it's too late for you and I. I think Jess still has time.
Well, I need to check.
Tanari has time.
Because I try to do a driving range to impress a girl. And you know the medians like that divide the ranges between people?
Yeah.
I hit it and it went off that and it hit me in the nuts.
No, it didn't.
And then I just took her to Boondocks after because I was like, no, I'm done. Like,
and then
that,
you
were,
off
were you riding the water swing. Boats after that?
Yeah, it was one swing. I was like, nope, I'm out.
Well, maybe we need to go to Topgolf or something like that.
Yeah, we probably should because I need to go.
But I'm saying we'll get Robert and we'll get Tim and some of these other guys.
It seems like we need fantasy football classes. It seems like we need to
all the
play
way.
Golf. I'm sure there are many other corporate things we probably need to do.
I don't get any of this stuff. You know what I get about regular work day? Hawaiian shirt day and casual Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And pizza day.
Yeah.
That's really that's all.
And you can do those.
Oh yeah, dude. I'm gonna own those. I'm gonna own those days like we owned the beaches of Normandy back in the day. That's how I'm gonna own those days. But the rest of it
that's actually why we have Hawaiian shirt day is because they fought.
Thank you.
Yes.
And over my heart. So anyway, I'm kind of like if anybody has any fantasy football pointers, you know,
I think
gosh, all fish hooks, I'd be grateful.
I think before we do that, we actually do need to eventually do our D&D night.
Oh my gosh! Now, yes!
We've talked about this. We've teased this for about 2 years.
Guys, maybe I could bring D&D to the corporate.
Okay, hold on. I shouldn't have said that because Jess had a bad idea.
That was a bad idea.
I saw some movies this week.
Jess, sing a happy birthday song so we know you're not stroking out.
Do you smell burning?
I got new dice.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like from where? Like Target or something?
No. It was a Kickstarter, and they're like different, really cool shapes.
Nice!
I'm so excited.
I got some pyrite dice that I keep in.
Awesome.
Yeah, I keep mine in a kangaroo scrotum around my neck at all times, just in case a game breaks out.
So wait, we're gonna play, or what's going on?
Please.
I mean, I'm down.
I'm all the way down.
But that,
I'm down.
I think that actually hurts the cause. I think you know.
No, we need to. We need to do work the fantasy football because it's football season. It has started.
Like Rob Blanc Kowalski, and I'm like, well, I'm Rygar, the rogue elf.
I've got a drow elf that could kill Ron Gronkowski.
You would be an elf.
He is going to be an elf.
Yeah,
a rogue elf. All right,
a rogue. Elf.
No one can quite trust me. I think I'm more neutral.
Neutral,
you
neutral.
Is that a thing?
Yeah. That's no. All the way you, dude. You are totally neutral. Neutral.
You mean like true neutral,
or right
That's
in the middle?
The term true neutral.
No, I would never be true. It'd be like false neutral, because you never know.
Anyway, my favorite team, the Rams, is back in LA, which is cool because I didn't like them when they went to St. Louis. So, you know, maybe that's where I can start because I'm glad the football season is going and I like
start
the,
watching.
I like the Rams.
I'll start watching
maybe.
Football with you.
Yeah, like
you
football. Will.
Yeah. You down?
If it's a California team,
football.
Come on, dude. It's a California team. Start.
Do you know what I hate
me.
About the workplace?
What people watching football? I'm trying to embrace this with my whole heart, dude.
Yeah.
I'm trying
to
learn this.
If you do, and you work in Salt Lake, wear a U of U t-shirt, because we're here in Utah, for anyone listening outside the state.
Okay.
Because everyone is like, hey, what college team do you support? And I'm like, I went to a few colleges, and I liked them all. Well, I guess I kind of like Utah State. They're like, no, of the two. And I go...
Oh, so that's really the only...
Well, Utah
I don't really
State
care.
Doesn't win anything. Let's be real.
They used to be awesome at basketball.
Well, I went to Southern Utah.
Oh, my gosh. I loved... We would go to basketball games back when J.C. Carroll was playing. Yeah.
I went to Southern Utah, and nobody knows where that is or what that school
Wait,
is.
Wait, what school?
Southern Utah.
Yeah, SUU.
SUU.
Yeah. So that's I went there, and then I took voiceover classes at UCLA. So,
So you can say UCLA, and you sound legit.
Yeah.
You
is
can
that right?
say that, yeah.
So I technically, because I studied with June Foray, there couldn't be anything more gay I could be doing at UCLA than studying animation voiceover with a 90-year-old woman who was Rocky the Squirrel on Bullwinkle.
Cool.
And she was also Cindy Lou Who on The Grinch.
Aww.
Yeah, but that doesn't really say sports, man.
Yeah.
I can't really be in there rocking a UCLA jersey, can I? Can I do that?
Yeah.
Because I took classes there?
Sure.
I don't know. I actually don't care for it, though, because I feel like it's a challenge to my manhood when I say, yeah, I don't really like college teams because I think it's a bit weird to cheer on 20-year-old boys playing a game of ball. Right? That's
not really.
Really?
Hey, Aggies all the way.
Hey, milk it. Is that what they do?
Don't do that with your hands.
Whoa, Kenny.
Don't make that motion.
And the squirt. No. And the milk it. I think that's their song.
Kenny.
No, it's the Scotsman.
Wait.
You all the way got that wrong.
Please tell me you know the Scotsman. They sing that at every single sporting event.
Play. Is that one?
Milk it.
Squirt.
Please don't do that.
No.
You guys should see the stance right now.
Stop.
And then you squirt like that forward.
Oh my gosh.
I don't remember that one.
It was
wasn't
like,
there
it's
when
like,
I went
seriously,
to Utah
State. Like, it's like some sort of weird masturbation scene out of Pulp Fiction.
We are Utah State. We make the other teams moist. Squirt. Damp. So damp.
Hey.
Did you just write this?
Yes.
Really? We make the other teams moist.
We didn't sing that
squirt,
song.
Squirt.
We make the other teams moist.
Although
that just strikes fear into the enemy right there.
Although when I was going to Utah State, they banned us from having signs because apparently we were too mean. So they had a sign that would like say "You suck" that they would hold up in basketball,
and it'd be misspelled because it's Utah State.
Shut up!
See, I would actually say that is.
I got some good smack talk for fantasy football.
See, I would actually say Utah State is the most balanced school in the state because you know a lot of people who weren't accepted into BYU go there. A lot of people who don't care for the straight up liberal mindset at the U, they go there and they kind of get a mix of both.
And they give you ashtrays there.
Yeah, you get ashtrays, and you basically get a coat. You get a Snuggie because it's always.
Frozen.
Yeah. It's always frozen.
But it's awesome. And I love the basketball games. Actually, it was like the worst place for away teams to play because the fans are so vicious. And it was awesome.
Squirt in the face. Okay. Squirt in the face.
Kenny. This whole fantasy football thing
was
a bad idea.
If you keep doing this, I will sample this and put it in a song.
I will sing it for you so you can put it in a song.
All right.
Let it happen. Go.
Well, anyway, I listen, this is done. We're done with the fantasy football. Maybe one more time.
USU are damp right now. Moist. I mean, I know it sounds like it has a sexual connotation, but it actually doesn't. It just means they have cows as weapons, and they are.
Just wait till you see the hand motions.
They're
he's
using
doing.
The udders as weapons to distract the other
you
players.
You know what I'm mostly disturbed at is that Utah State's mascot isn't a cow but a bull, and Kenny keeps milking it.
Can't milk a bull, Kenny.
Oh, yeah? Squirt in the face.
Kenny, stop!
All right.
Look, I love that school. I went there for 2 years.
Yes.
Did you ever ride the bull?
I actually lived across the street, so I always kind of watched to see if anyone was going
to
be true blue.
You watched to see if anyone would, like...
No one ever did, because it was always cold, and you would stick to it. Because, do you know the traditions there?
I can't say that I do. Again, so I took voiceover at UCLA.
See, you got college cred there now.
Yeah. I have college cred at UCLA.
At Utah State, people travel up to become a true Aggie. And if you're a true Aggie, you get on this thing in the quad. It's just a letter A, like a little stoop. And you stand on it, you kiss someone on a certain night.
To be
it's
like
a dance
full moon
night.
Or a dance night, you can...
Right. It's like a stomp, a glorified stomp.
Sure.
And then you go kiss someone and you're a true Aggie.
And that means you ride the bull?
No,
no.
If you want to be a true blue Aggie, outside it was like I don't know what stadium it was, a really small one, like a soccer one or something.
It was the football stadium.
Was it the football?
Weirdo.
Oh,
yeah.
That's cute. Utah State.
So small.
That's why they're not very good.
Anyways, you get stark naked and you sit on that bowl and you're a true blue Aggie, but you stick to it. It's like Ralphie.
There's
on
a big metal bowl. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
On Christmas Story.
Well, you don't do
college
it in the winter.
Seems funny to me.
You should go.
I'm confused. It was fun.
Okay.
It was a great social experience.
College is cool because you pay so much money and don't really learn anything.
Fact.
I learned the school song.
No, you didn't.
Sing it.
Moist, moist, moist.
It's very
squirted
clever.
It
was written 120 years ago.
Squirted in the face.
They didn't really know what those things meant back then. And so, you know, you got to forgive them.
They mean something totally different now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't gross back then.
Yeah.
If you've managed to stay listening this long, thank you, first of all. Secondly, your fantasy football tips would be greatly appreciated because we, the four of us, are going to learn this.
Yeah,
we are because we have to. We're adulting.
Did I agree?
Yes, you just did because you say you're going to have Robert help us, right?
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, so now what?
Let's talk about Halloween costumes.
Oh, my gosh,
oh, yeah, because it's time. Because it really is time. Labor Day is over.
I'm really
with,
excited
right?
about all the things today. I'm just saying.
So
I love this show.
I've been, you know, I don't work at the same place. I work at, I have a new job. And
yeah,
I'm really at
O.C. Tanner.
Yeah, I'm really not sure. I haven't really got the gauge of if everyone dresses up and if they're going to be as weird as my last crew. Because at the last job, people would come up to me in May and say, okay, we need you to be this character because the rest of us want to be these side characters.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay. Well,
you know, I can do it.
As long as I'm the star. Right. We're good.
Yeah.
And so that would happen like Captain Planet last year. I had a bunch
of
Planeteers.
Which was brilliant, by the way.
Yeah, it was great. Mm-hmm. And so this year I'm like, I don't know if I can really go all out. I certainly can't wear spandex at this new job.
Are you sure?
Well, I don't know if I want to. I mean, I can. I am right now.
Yeah, but, sure. But you're wearing, like, under your clothes in case crime breaks out.
Which apparently it does around here.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah. No kidding.
So, I'm not quite sure. I'm thinking, okay, maybe I'll be, like, Speed Racer. Like, that would be a pretty
cool
costume.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Oh, Speed Racer. Although,
I think I'm more suited towards Racer X because I am, like, 6'7".
Yeah.
But still,
you aren't 6'7".
I'm not 6'7".
Yeah.
But I think Speed Racer would be cool, but then I'm thinking, man, I'm kind of a jerk sometimes. Like, I think I could probably go with something that's more me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I need to be Littlefinger from the Game of Thrones.
Oh, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
You've got his hair.
You do have the hair for it.
You've got Littlefinger hair.
Yeah.
And the
except
stubble.
You're not gray.
And sometimes my
and
voice changes. My accent changes here and there.
It
or
does.
You
make
whisper
crack.
Everything.
Yeah, Sansa.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And sometimes it becomes Irish.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. So I may be Littlefinger. I got to find the cloak.
Littlefinger would be
oh
a good
thing. Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
You need your ceremonial robes.
But I got to make sure it's not just like this Ren Faire costume, that it's actually kind of legit.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And I could like powder my hair a little bit. I wouldn't even have to get a wig.
Well, nobody's going to know unless one, like Jess goes or somebody goes in Game of Thrones.
I can totally.
Nobody's going to get it.
Yeah.
They're just going to think you're some sort of fruity Shakespearean guy running around town. They're not going to understand that you're
what if I just have people stab other people so they actually know who I am?
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Wait, so...
Wait, can we all be, like, Game of Thrones characters together?
No. Because you guys are going to know. You're going to make me be Hodor, and I'm not going to do it. No.
I like how you're the one to say that you be Hodor.
No, I am not going to do that.
We were going to make you be Hodor.
Who would I be, though? I don't know who, because I'm not old enough to be Jon Snow. I can't pull off the
Kenny was saying you could be that. I would have to be Ned Stark.
Yes.
Yeah,
at
I think
point,
you should be Ned Stark.
That I should be Ned Stark.
You
could
be Ned.
You're more the father figure.
You
and
are.
Everything.
Yeah, okay.
So, exactly.
Okay, so I could be Ned Stark.
Uh-huh. You know, we cut your head off in episode 9.
Right.
So, spoiler alert.
Maybe we could
alert.
Do like a fun thing where I'm just carrying my own head.
See?
Oh,
yeah,
there we go.
I don't know. So maybe the Game of Thrones thinks, but who would Spinari be?
Who would I be?
He could be Brandon Stark, and we could just carry him everywhere.
No, wait.
We could put a wig on.
Then you have to be Hodor.
I have to be Hodor. No. I could never do that.
Then you could carry me around.
This is beautiful, guys. This has now been decided.
I am not.
We're getting a little. We're getting a little boy sled, and we are pulling you on that sled. You are straight up Hodor.
I am not. I could be Hodor.
You just need to find this Friar Tuck like robe. You know, shave your head right in the middle a little bit,
and gain about 100 pounds.
Stop.
You.
No, it's great because you're
Brad
both
Stark?
DJs.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
I
is
do
a
it.
DJ in real life.
But the thing, I'm a little too tall, though, for Brad.
Oh, have you seen him now? He is, like,
is
very,
he tall?
Because
I'm, like, 6'1".
And apparently, apparently an old witch. Near as I can tell.
Hold on.
I want to be someone cool, though, like Jon Snow, but...
No, think about it. If you're Bran Stark, you don't have to walk anywhere the
can
whole
I,
night. You're
can
taking
I, like,
care of.
Can I, freak out and just start warging all the time and, like, have the crazy eyes?
We can make Spinari. We should make Spinari be the Dothraki. We should just make him be a Dothraki.
Well, I think you'd be a good Dothraki.
You think?
Yeah.
I could be Khal Drogo.
I
could be Khal Drogo. I'll be Khal Drogo.
There we go.
Okay.
Who's going to be my Hodor?
who's going to be my Hodor?
Who's going to be my Hodor?
See, okay,
know.
You don't have to be Bran.
Okay,
I
don't
rather,
I don't want, I
would
want
have
to be.
You, I would rather have you be a lead character.
Yeah.
Oh, man, this is tough. Mm. I mean, you're not quite small enough to be Tyrion. We do need to find a Tyrion, because that would kind of fill out the room.
We could call my friend Will.
Oh, Will would be such a good
guy.
Oh,
yeah.
Why Will? Why would we choose Will?
He's a little person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure he gets asked to do that every year.
We used to hide him in my hockey bag at the Maverick Center.
When we were playing.
My big goalie bag, we used to hide him in there, and like team players from Alaska or somebody would come in, and Will would just jump out.
It was awesome.
What if we were all villains?
We could all be villains.
Like, someone was a Joffrey. Like, Jess, you could be Joffrey.
Could be Joffrey.
Spinari could be Joffrey.
You could be Ramsay.
Guys, I don't want to be
Ramsay. Spinari could be Ramsay.
Yeah, Ramsay. That's
I don't want to be a boy.
You'd be a great Joffrey, though.
But why?
You always want to stab people?
Oh, my gosh.
Jess could be Arya Stark.
Stab you right now.
No, we're not going to give her Arya. She wants Arya Stark.
But I am Arya.
See?
Sensei. She wasn't trained by Sensei Kyle. All right.
I was trained by Sensei Kyle. That's why I have
you were. I don't know. This whole Game of Thrones thing may actually end up happening. This could.
Wait, but seriously, for villains, who would I be? I'm not being a boy.
You don't want to be Cersei? Because what do you mean?
I could be the Hound.
Ooh, that would be good.
I could be the Hound.
Or the Mountain. You could be the Spider.
Who's the
and
spider?
I could be Littlefinger.
He's
the bald guy.
Oh, the eunuch.
Yeah. I didn't want to say that, but yes, you'd be a eunuch. Because then I knew you wouldn't want to do it after I said eunuch.
Dad, I think it's like, go for the hill.
My little beds.
Yeah.
My beds. My little beds. Come, midget. Let's go do some magic.
You're pretty good at that.
Yeah.
Especially the finger motions.
When I was a boy.
No.
Okay. All right.
I'll be Ramsay.
You can be the Red Witch, but you'd have to show your boobies.
Okay.
All the time.
Okay.
Because that's all she does.
Okay.
Whoa, take it easy.
Yeah, she's okay with that.
She's way too happy about that.
Jeez.
Plus, we've all seen it.
Guys,
anyway,
let's not do it. I'm not comfortable anymore.
So, okay.
Oh, poor Kenny.
Speaking of being uncomfortable, can I just tell you? Bash Music Saturday, what happened? I have the weirdest pictures of you and Laura Hicks from Life on the Rocks, please. It looked like you had some kind of a palsy in the picture.
Are you okay?
Something went terribly wrong while I was performing. And by the way, thanks to everyone who showed up.
Thank you.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for coming, everyone.
Thanks to Laura and Aaron and Allison who had a birthday.
Can we just have a rule that no one's invited from now on?
No, everyone's invited.
Like, I'm not kidding. I actually don't want anyone to come.
You don't...
Kenny's not okay.
What happened?
It turns into gang up on Kenny time. Like, I have a bubble. Like, I like to creep people out. If people want to hug me, you know, I'll back that
up, too. Why are you doing that? Please.
Oh, my gosh.
You put your butt right on my peen. It was right
that
on
was
it.
That was some awkward, like, voluntary action.
You have an ass. Can I just say this? People who don't know
you
this.
You may.
Listen. You guys may not have heard the other episodes. The many other episodes in which I've talked about Kenny's ass.
That's actually the backstory.
Every time I see Kenny's ass, I'm gay for like 10 minutes. He has the most gorgeous, beautiful...
When you say C, you don't mean C.
Every time I touch Kenny's bum...
That's accurate.
It's like chiseled stone. He has the ass of a 10-year-old boy.
It's more just like buoyant freshness.
It's perky. Kenny, ladies...
No!
Let me just tell you something. Kenny's ass is perfect.
Don't come close to me, Kenny. You freak me out.
It pisses me off.
Kenny's bum. And
no,
I can vouch for
your dad said it was nice, and so you went for it.
And it was nice.
It's gorgeous.
I have not.
So
Michelangelo himself couldn't have carved.
Stop.
Yeah. I don't even need to flex. It's just there.
You could bounce a dollar bill off it.
I love how you're grabbing it for me, like showing me.
I was just making sure I'm like right or left. Right or left. Right. Anyways, the other night we went to Jess's play, which we can talk about in just a minute.
Transmorphers.
Yep.
Timely.
And timeless.
Kenny always comes at the very end, so that
she only invites me at the end. So if I want to give it a bad review, that
I don't. It's not going to affect sales when it starts.
So we go to this play. We get a picture with a bunch of us after, and Kevin Hicks and Laura were there, and we were standing right next to him. And
Laura is, of course, the lead host of Life on the Rocks, please, and Kevin is her awesome husband.
And so I'm standing behind Kevin, and I did this whole kind of reach thing where I reached over his shoulder and I put my hand on his breast, and I say breast because this thing was just a chiseled piece of art.
Yeah, he's a healthy man.
And I go, oh my gosh, there's like topography here. Like
he's
this
a gorgeous
thing,
man. Yeah.
It's like one solid muscle. And I'm going, I feel really bad about, you know, whatever's going on right here. And so after I did that, he kept a straight face during the picture. And I go, oh, sorry, man. I just kept it there. That was kind of awkward. And he goes.
And then Spinari ran up. He bean dipped you, called you a homo, and ran away.
Well, a little bit. But no, right after, everyone, they're like, let's do another picture. So Kevin goes behind and he grabs onto the right cheek for the whole duration of the picture, to which I reacted.
Yeah. You squeaked, I believe is what you did. You went,
there was a squeak.
There's a squeak. No.
Because when someone else is grabbing your butt, like, I don't mind messing with other people, but I do have a bubble of my own.
Listen, all I can say to you is get used to it, because with an ass like that, it's a public service.
People don't know. I wear baggy pants on purpose.
Yeah, to hide. So people don't tease me.
Until you wear the spandex.
His perfectly shaped ass. I mean,
come on. Yeah. Ooh. Anyways, I just had another idea. nothing. I don't know where that was going. Anyways, so I was telling Laura, hey, you know, I molested Kevin. Kevin molested me. Yeah. And I'm like, maybe I should go to his personal trainer, who, by the way, is Casey from Life on the Rocks.
Yeah.
And so she's like, yeah. And I think she felt like, since you touched my husband, yeah, I get to touch you.
Yeah. So you're swinging now.
Yeah, basically.
Are you surprised with the Hickses?
Yeah. Well.
Oh, even she would be like, are you surprised?
I don't really know where to go with that.
Anyways, so everyone eggs her on.
If I say no, they're offended. What? We're not hot enough?
Yeah.
If I say yes, they're offended because perv.
It's a lose-lose.
All the way.
And so keep in mind, the lights are off here. We're all chatting. We're all sitting near the same table, but we're all chatting on our phones. Lara's getting closer and closer to me and really just getting in my bubble. And I was not okay with it. And then everyone's like, do it, do it, do it. And I'm like, please don't touch me. And then she reaches down with both hands and just starts filling me up on the chest.
What? Yeah.
And I was like, and Spinner, you saw me. I went palsy.
You
became Walter Jr. in Breaking Bad.
You acted like Donald Trump in that ad that they show.
Can I say that?
You did what?
I went Walt Jr.
Walter Jr. in Breaking Bad.
And
yes. No, that's true.
No, and I was like, because I was trying to block off. At the same time, my computer was on my lap, and so I'm trying not to knock it off. And I'm like, please stop. Please stop.
I would have gone with Ed Norton in The Score.
I should have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is happening, and what does everybody else do around? We take pictures. So I pull out my phone. I saw
my wife was down here, and she was like laughing her ass off.
Yeah.
I was like, what is going on over there?
And then Lara like retreats, and I'm like, thank goodness that's over. And then goes back for more, and there is like...
Sneak attack.
Was I here?
You were sitting on the beanbag.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. You missed it. And I was kind of screaming.
You were sitting on the beanbag eating burritos.
Yeah.
Which, and like a lot of
no.
them.
No. And so there are pictures and everything, and I wasn't okay with it. They didn't even pick, they picked like one of the worst pictures too.
Yeah, because you were like, go to, where is that picture?
It's like, on Lars' page, Life on the Rocks as well.
I will post it on the Podbash.
You don't post it on the Podbash page.
Just at Podbash on Instagram. I'll post it.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's welcome. Happening.
There's a better one where at least I look like I have some dignity.
It was the weirdest thing trying to learn what goes on while I'm spinning. But it was an awesome night. It was Labor Day, so I didn't know if anybody was going to show up.
It's crazy that that's the last night we're bringing people over. I mean, fun times and everything.
We had a good time. So thanks to everybody who showed up. Thanks to everybody who listens.
It was a blast.
We really, really appreciate it. Thanks to everyone who showed up to come to Jess's Play.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was the first one I've gone to.
Uh-huh.
Same here.
Not that we haven't tried, but other things.
I wasn't nervous at all.
It was so funny because Jess comes out to say her lines. She's the villain, a villain in this. And so she comes out to say her lines and she bobbles her first line looking right at me. And I was like, I've endangered the mission. I shouldn't have come.
Well, it's because, there have been so many Jess plays, but you've missed every single one of them, both of you.
Yeah.
And
a lot of times they're on the weekends, and that's normally when we're working. Yeah,
playing shows.
You know? Huh? And you have really good excuses, too.
And,
I was throwing up, I promise. I was really sick that day.
Send me a sample, and then we'll believe it.
Oh, listen.
But I'm really glad that Transmorphers was the one that you got to see.
Are you really?
Yeah. No!
Kenny didn't like it. Kenny didn't like it.
Kenny never likes my plays!
There have been two plays of yours that I really, really liked.
Which two?
Indianapolis Jones.
Okay.
He did really like that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I thought that one was hilarious.
Okay.
Yeah. And then one of the other ones. I'm not sure which one.
Downton Dead.
No, I didn't care for that one.
You didn't like that one.
American Captain was pretty good.
American Captain.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were great. Can I tell you, I thought you were great.
Oh, thanks.
There were a couple of people that I thought were really, really good. But, Spinari and Kenny were both lusting after some girl.
Her name
pretty.
Is Mary.
Mary.
Not
we
just
call
tummy.
Her, we call her Pancake Mary. No, that's because she's got a pancake belly.
That's what we call it. Which is a good thing. It's flat. That, I mean, it's flat.
Her belly, her tummy is flat
as
a pancake.
She was meant to be the Megan Fox character, and Megan Fox in that movie. It's all tummy.
But this girl's a ginger. She's like not even. She looks nothing like Megan Fox.
Right. Yeah, you can't get Megan Fox. Although maybe she's in local
theater
now.
She could have dyed her hair or something.
Yeah,
But
she's pretty.
I will say,
why, why would you dye your hair for an OBT show?
I say the cast was actually really funny. I love the moments of even sometimes false improv. I thought they were very funny. Because sometimes there was improv, but you could tell it was done before, and that's fine. Like, I thought it was hilarious. I just think, like, doing a Transformers 1 play at this point, and not in 2007?
The show was written a long time ago.
Okay, so do you guys sometimes do, you know...
Sometimes they recycle shows.
Okay.
Yeah. I thought your performance was great. Like I said, there were a lot of great performances in this. I thought the script was not good.
Yeah, costumes were freaking awesome.
And I don't... And because I'm such an art fart, I am so gay when it comes to being a theater person, which you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it when people break character, and I hate it when they do phony... Like, when they intentionally make mistakes happen for the sake of getting, you know, chuckles audience. Most people are.
Yeah,
I was just okay
me personally. I totally get it as a tactic, but me personally, I'm kind of like, stop it. Quit it. This is the theater. This is the theater!
And that's why I was nervous, because I'm like, I break so hard. I like break all the time.
Yeah, you didn't when I saw you at this play.
I giggled once.
I saw that, and I was mad.
I think you did wonderful.
No, she did great. Yeah, this woman, in all honesty, this woman is extremely talented. Very, very gifted actor. And it was fun to watch her go do her thing. I can't wait to go to the next one.
Okay.
Because I know that while your performance was great, the script was, you know, pretty terrible.
Yeah.
But the next one's going to be awesome. Going to be really, really cool. So,
it's going to be sweet.
Congratulations to you and the cast.
Hey, thanks.
Because you took, you know, I always say you can't polish a turd, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's what my dad taught me. You can't polish a turd. A turd with a great big fuzzy velvet bow wrapped around it is still a turd. But you guys found a way to polish a turd.
Hey, thanks.
And it was, you know,
we
it was
sure
really
tried because the script when we first got it was terrible, and even the guy that wrote it was like, "Yeah, I hate this script."
Yeah, it sounds like he was like, "Why are you guys doing this?" This was like my first
piece that I'd written. He wrote.
Yeah, and it sounds like he was objective enough to go, "This isn't great. Why are you guys choosing this?"
Well, and
do you know
he
what
said
I think?
Fixed it.
You know what needs to happen is Jess writes a script. That's all. Why I'm not? Saying.
I need to. I just need a subject matter.
You should do. You should do a script.
You've got one.
Yeah,
you've got one.
Do I?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We've
talked about this before.
I think since...
Oh, well, I can't do that one.
You can't?
Nope.
Okay.
I think since timeliness based on Transmorphers isn't really an issue, how about we do one about Elian Gonzalez, the Cuban boy they found in the tire? The seizing of Elian.
Can we have some fan jokes in there from 1998?
We'll put a bunch of Rosie Perez jokes in there.
What are you doing? What do you want?
Yeah. Oh, my God, I'm stuck in a tire. We'll have her play Elian. We'll do some Fen jokes and maybe play some Color Me Bad.
Yeah.
That girl is... Oh, that's Belle Biv DeVoe.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Hey, that's a classic.
That girl is poison.
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 Poison. So anyway, well done.
Millennials.
Oh, I played that song. I have a remix of that song.
Oh, cool.
He's
I want to hear
DJ. He should have heard that song.
Yeah.
Way to go is what we're trying to say. No offense meant to OBT whatsoever. I think they would probably be the first to acknowledge, the script probably wasn't.
I think you're forgetting the biggest part of the night, besides the play.
The biggest part?
Mm. We had Greg with us. Greg from Greg's Guide.
Something really horrible happened to Greg at the OBT. Really horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've done numerous ghost investigations there. Jess, you had made mention that the paranormal activity had kind of ticked up a little bit.
Well, they've been doing renovations downstairs, and it's been...
Oh, is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
Anytime, anybody that knows anything about paranormal investigating, whenever you renovate or you make any sort of alterations to a haunted building or a haunted area, ghosts tend to not like it, and the activity tends to go up. So every time I can actually feel the activity coming out of that building and all the buildings in that area. Yeah. It's not just the OBT. I can feel it from the street. So I walked in and was like, oh, it's good to be back.
We're right.
Oh, geez. It's good to be back. But that's kind of where my feeling ended. I didn't really have anything. I couldn't see anything. I just felt a lot of activity around us.
Usually
but I
they,
always do there.
Usually they chill out during the show. It's usually like after the shows and stuff.
When they kind of wake up and...
Or like, you know, or it's happening downstairs, like not usually around the audience or when there is an audience.
So Greg Pascal, the Butterscotch Panda, who's been with me personally, he's been with me at the radio station for well over a decade, a long time, and is just one of the greatest men anybody in this room will ever know.
Totally.
We absolutely love this guy. He came to the play with us. The whole group went. And Greg was sitting over by Laura and Kevin Hicks and their family, Spinari, and I were on the complete opposite side with Robert and some other people. And Kenny was over there as well. And I'm watching, because I do this, I like to study people. And so the performance is underway, and I'm watching how people are reacting to the performance. I'm just wanting to see how people are reacting to you.
Yeah.
How they're reacting to the costumes, which were awesome, by the way.
Yeah.
And Greg is kind of sitting there motionless.
Keep in mind, Greg is generally your biggest fan.
Well, he
goes to all of these shows.
He will come multiple times.
He'll come multiple times. Yeah. He loves them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's telling me often how funny they are, and he loves them, and they're great. So I look over, and I'm kind of nudging Spinari, who's next to me. I'm like, check him out. And Greg's kind of slumped over.
Yeah.
He's kind of slumped over in the... in his chair, and I thought, well, either he's done a lot of overtime at his day job, or I don't know what's, or he's sick, or something has gone wrong. And intermission happens, and he gets up and he hightails it out of there. He's like, "See ya." I'm like, "Where are you going?" He's like, "Bye."
I got work at 5. I gotta go.
Yeah, I gotta go.
And
see
you
later.
You know, we all do these, you know, cutesy hugs whenever we leave each other. Yeah. And I'm like, "Hey, Greg, can I have a hug?" And he's like, "I gotta go."
He was out the door.
Yeah.
What?
And I thought that was weird.
Intermission. No, I forced him. Oh. I did. I went up. I said, "See, man," and he wasn't into it. He's like,
and I made a joke. Like, Kenny's like, "What's wrong with him?" I said, "He's got to poop." but we could tell something was very, very wrong. So he calls me and says, "Hey, I need to talk to you tomorrow. I'm coming over to Bash HQ tomorrow. We need to talk." I said, "Cool, that's fine." So he comes over for Bash music. He comes over early and he goes, "So..." I walk into the theater and I'm seeing shadows kind of walking around us.
And on stage.
On stage.
During the
while
play.
The performance is underway. And I said, "You sure it's just not reflection from lights?" He's like, "No. The lights are moving and the shadows are moving independently from the light movements of what's going on stage." So he's seeing something.
What?
I didn't see anything. But he goes, "I'm getting more and more paranoid." And then I get this horribly dark feeling, this horrible, horrible feeling. And the next thing I know, I'm waking up to a horrible pain on my shoulder.
He feels this voice basically internally saying, "F you, F you."
Oh, I
F
forgot.
You. Oh my
F
gosh.
F you.
So there's something just raging inside of him with profanity and all kinds of really horrible dark stuff. You're right, Kenny. I forgot all about that. So, and then he felt a horrible pain in his shoulder. So he got up and took off. He was like, "No, I'm out of there." And so he lifts up his shoulder and he's got these two huge scratches on his shoulder.
Oh my gosh.
And this is during Bash Music. A day later.
It broke the skin. These scratches broke the skin.
Yeah.
And for anyone listening that's a little bit skeptical, because I tend to get this way, like, Greg is, you know, he doesn't tell stories.
No, he's the guy that we actually investigated the Browning Mansion, where, you know, the Browning fortune was created.
Yeah.
We were actually called in on a private investigation because so much weird stuff had been happening in there. And Greg spent the night in the Browning Mansion.
In the room where a man shot himself.
A guy killed himself.
By himself.
Yes. Like a year earlier. Greg spent the night in that room alone all night. And I'm not talking like during the investigation. I'm talking like we packed up our gear and left and Greg slept there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All night. And he's not one of these guys that...
Yeah, and he's just like, "Oh, nothing happened." He could have told us anything. He said, "Oh, nothing happened."
Well, he's not a sensitive guy like Spinari or Jess or myself or Angela.
And that's to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. He's one of those guys where all kinds of weird stuff will be happening, and he'll go, "Eh, I don't know." So to have him lose consciousness, for lack of a better term, and then wake up being scratched is pretty scary. Pretty scary. Yeah.
So when are we going back to OBT?
We got to set it up.
Absolutely.
We got to go back.
You guys have heard like some of the stories that like the actors and stuff have told, right?
Yeah, they're afraid to go in certain areas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was like one time because EJ, Eric, started the theater with his wife. There's stories that they tell.
It was great, by the way. EJ's good. Awesome.
He's so good.
Yeah.
There's nights when he's the only one there at the theater working on props or whatever because he's the one that builds all the costumes and all the props.
Mm-hmm.
And they have watched the curtains on the side of the aisles move like someone was running past them.
Holy crap. I just got the chills.
Wow.
And because I've seen that at our investigation.
You've seen it? Yeah. You've actually seen it.
And then there was one night that he was down where the audience sits talking with John, and I think Brent may have been there.
Mm-hmm.
And
my homie Brent Peterson, who's a total, total badass. Yeah. I love that guy.
And they heard what sounded like an entire party going on stage. They could hear people talking and dancing and laughing. And they're all sitting there. All the lights are on and everything. And they like turn and look. And then it just stops.
Wow.
Holy cow.
Like stuff. Like it's serious legit there. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's a pretty crazy place. So yeah, we'll definitely have to go back this month. Or maybe next month during the Halloween season.
We'll see, because I know with the renovations, they're being they can't really...
Oh, so we may not have access to it.
We'll see.
Right. I will say, though, you can spend 30 minutes in that sound booth, and good on you.
There's something really horrible happened in that sound booth, so bad that Jess and I both got nauseous at the same time and had to leave.
Yeah.
And then Castle from the Wisp, he took me up there, and I didn't last longer than, I think, 15 seconds before I had to run up.
Meanwhile, you have Greg who's in there for 2 hours.
Greg
by
did
himself.
Spend 2 hours.
You know, and then there's me who, someone at the theater lost their keys, so I was trying to help find them. No, it was EJ, lost his keys, and I went up to the sound booth by myself, and then I had a migraine the rest
really
of the entire
bad
night.
Idea.
And I was like, damn it!
So anyway, we're glad Greg's okay, but the OBT, I mean, it's worth going to see a play just so that you can go sit in the space
with all the ghosts. Cool place, yeah.
It used to be called the Rialto back in the 40s. This is, so that you guys know, this section, it's on Main Street and what?
Third.
The old Cliff building.
Okay, so there are a series of buildings, and they're all connected. People don't know this. They're all connected by tunnels down below. And I think all of these ghosts wander from building to building. And this is the oldest section of Salt Lake. The single oldest part of Salt Lake is this area. And when you go down in those tunnels under there, which I've been down in, a lot, it's terrifying. It's so scary.
Even if you get a chance to go use the women's restroom, like, do it. I'm not saying I've been out there or whatever, but you know, it's a very spooky.
The women's bathroom is down there in the basement.
You know, it's just
and that's at the level of the tunnels. The prop rooms are all down there.
Yeah.
We've had toys turn and laugh at us. We've had things turn on and move around and props.
We have a ton of video of people catching orbs coming out of your back.
Yeah.
And then you start grabbing your back. Oh, something just touched me right here. Yeah. You know, like immediately.
And it's jet black. I can't see it.
I saw a black orb down there, and I don't know what that means.
Did you really?
Yeah.
In the darkness. It was darker than the darkness.
You were telling me about it. You're like, I don't know.
Was this by the women's bathroom?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably nothing.
When you're seeing energy that's darker than the darkness, that means run, dude. That means don't stay.
I just sat in front of someone, so I would be the last to get killed.
Anyway, we've got a lot of paranormal stuff that we're going to be engaging in.
Yeah.
Now that Labor Day is over with, we are so excited to bring you all kinds of new paranormal findings. We've got video that we've never released before.
Mm-hmm.
Insane stuff that we're going to share with you this fall that we've never shared with anybody before. We've just kind of kept it on ice until the appropriate time. So we're really, really excited about it. Let's see, what else do we have to tackle?
I have a story for you.
A story? I love stories.
Well, it's not a story, it's a news story.
Oh.
A news story.
But it is meant for you, but to get us really into the Halloween spirit.
Oh, so it's a Halloween story.
I love Halloween-y stories.
This made news a week ago, and there are updates happening right now.
Still happening?
For the record, people may think that this is a little bit early, but we always kick off our Halloween season here at Podbash. It coincides with Disneyland.
Yeah.
So whenever Disney starts kicking it off, we start kicking it off, and they're going.
Yeah, they have merch out.
Yeah, all their stuff's up. So
there's Halloween stuff everywhere.
Yeah.
Like in all the stores.
It's time to go.
I'm excited.
So this is a Halloween story.
This story takes place in South Carolina.
Okay.
Okay.
There are kids.
In South Carolina.
Yeah, South Carolina. Okay.
Very old part of the United States.
Kids walking around this part of the neighborhood. It's kind of just what you picture, just like, you know,
southern town.
Yeah, southern town.
Okay.
Middle class.
Love the Carolinas. Love North Carolina. Love South Carolina.
Kids are saying that clowns are appearing from the woods, trying to lure them into the woods.
No way.
No.
I kid you not.
Okay, is this like the thing that was happening over in England where people were dressing up? Yeah.
Or that one in Detroit where that clown was walking around with black balloons?
A little bit. I mean, people will try to creep, you know, everyone out, and clowns will do it. A clown costume will do it.
I'm terrified of clowns.
So these clowns, to several kids, and it's been several different costumes, have shown kids a ton of money and said, hey, you want some money?
No way.
And try to get them to go in the woods.
They're trying clowns, so they don't know if it's serious or if it's...
ABC News reported the police wrote in a report that children believe the clowns stay in a house located near a pond at the end of a man-made trail in the woods. So a youngster called the police to say that someone was taking photos of kids in the neighborhood. That was followed by another call reporting that someone in a clown costume was seen coming out of the woods.
Oh my gosh.
That is terrifying.
Adults have seen them as well. A woman said that she was walking from her home when she came across a large figured clown with a blinking nose standing under a post light near the garbage dumpster area. She said he waved at her as she passed.
Oh my
gosh. I'm getting chills even reading that.
Oh my gosh.
That's you know, if there's ever an excuse to kill a clown,
that's it. Actually, I think that's South Carolina law that you can kill a clown.
It's like lock and load, man.
Another woman said that her son spotted several clowns with green laser lights whispering and making noises among some trees, rattling chains.
So it's kind of like a cross between It and the Blair Witch and the Purge a little bit.
Yeah,
it's kind of like all of them rolled into one.
So police have not yet found the clowns, but there are updates. Essentially, and do you like how they just put Pennywise pictures on every...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, man. And it's funny. This article is like, when did clowns go from being fun, goofy, innocent entertainment to terrifying, murderous nightmares?
Always.
Like 200 years ago.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we know when. And I was like, oh, come on.
The 15th century.
Was it you who's telling me, or like Dr. Matt? I think you both were about like the history of clowns.
Oh, yeah.
And when they actually kind of came about, and it was...
Yeah, because they were crazies.
Depression era.
They were crazies and they were hobos.
Yeah.
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 And they're drunks with red noses and just...
That's the modern clown that we know. I mean, clowns have been around for centuries, but they were harlequins and they were fools and they were different things other than clowns. But the clowns that we know now are Depression-era homeless people. You know, like the Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey circus clowns are the clowns that we're talking about.
Yeah.
And they're basically crazies, drunks, and homeless people.
Yeah.
So this story was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And this clown craze has continued up into Ohio. And so this is actually kind of spreading. More clowns have turned up, it says one clown showed up on a roadside in a rain poncho, another waved money at children near woods, and then it says,
"Oh my gosh."
No, the clowns in neighboring communities now. The clowns have been knocking on doors, and sightings becoming more and more common.
No.
You imagine a clown knocking your door, you look at your people and there's a clown. Hello?
Oh my gosh, man.
You know what? I'd be kicking somebody's ass.
Oh my gosh.
Seriously, the door would come open and there'd be clown white all over my porch.
So, exactly. People are saying this may be publicity for Rob Zombie's new movie, which is about circus freaks.
It has to be a guerrilla campaign, which is brilliant, might I add, if it is. But the notion that some clown is trying to get kids into that's a felony.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be, right?
I think when you're trying to lure a kid into, I'd have to check the law. Maybe there's nothing wrong with that until there's an actual kidnapping.
No, even
that takes
the place. I think the lure.
But I think that's menacing. I think it's criminal mischief or there are some sort of charges that they can create or that currently exist about this sort of thing where you're trying to lure an underage child into the woods.
I think even the joke, I think it's like, yeah, granted,
it's
talking about shooting him or whatever, but I think if there is some guardian there who is ready for a fight, and if they just start beating on a guy dressed up as a clown, who is even, maybe it's for a movie, that's not okay.
No.
No.
Like, I think it's okay for someone to beat him up.
Man,
yeah.
I think I probably would.
Yeah. But you wouldn't, because you're terrified, aren't you?
Of clowns?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I am, but, you know, it's that fight or flight.
Yeah, that's true.
I think it'd be pretty easy for me to kill a clown.
I feel like Chungus seeing a clown is like when Jess sees a spider and turns it into mush.
I think
and you basically do karate chops until it's dead.
It's a smear. Yeah, like Chunga with clowns.
I will say there was a clown that came up to me at the 24th of July parade a number of years ago and just wouldn't leave me alone, and everybody thought it was funny until I grabbed him by his disgusting clown suit and whispered in his ear. I said, "I'm not joking around. I'm going to beat the shit out of you if you don't leave in like 2 seconds." There's a ton of cops around here. Yeah. And it's like going over the PA.
Listen, there's going to be trouble. I'm going to show you a move.
Show you some moves. No, but I literally threatened to beat up a clown at a parade, and he looked at me and he's like, "You're an asshole." And then, like, walked off. All dejected.
There's something wrong with people
like
who dress
clowns.
Up as clowns.
It's not the
I'm
actual...
sorry, we probably have like this big clown union that listens to us.
Who grows up and goes, I want to be a clown?
Yeah, I think there's something wrong with people.
Yeah.
That it's not the actual suit that freaks
John
me
Wayne
out.
John Wayne Gacy.
Right.
There's that.
Yeah.
It's the person inside the suit that thinks, this is a good idea.
This brings joy.
Yeah. No, it doesn't.
Can we create a law against clowns? Will you guys
when
help
me? When me and the First Lady are sitting in the White House.
Bill Clinton?
When I'm a...
No. Oh, you mean you and your First Lady.
When I am elected President of the United States, rule number one, bras are illegal. Rule number two.
No. Bras are good.
Nah.
No.
Bras are good.
Listen, boobies are like pizza, dude. Even when they're bad, they're still pretty good.
No. Gravity takes its toll. We got to make sure...
Actually, bras can kind of counteract, like, make that worse.
Yeah, they can make
the Bill Nye.
Worse.
They can make it
worse.
I
don't need your fake science.
It's not fake science. Well, this argument real. Up.
She is the only one that has boobs in this
I world. Should know.
I'm trying.
You're working on it. Yeah. Listen, bras are illegal.
Woo-hoo!
Come on.
Number two, clowns are illegal.
Yeah.
Double.
That's going to be my whole agenda. And I'm going to do something about this damn 6200 South. That's the other thing that I'm
What's wrong with 6200?
It sucks, and it's always packed, and it takes me an hour to get anywhere.
Yeah.
So when you're president of the United States, you can do something about 6200 South.
Well, no one else is doing anything about it.
I hated living there so much.
Hey, Dad.
Yeah.
I'd vote for you.
See that?
Yep. Just saying.
Bras, clowns, and 6200.
I don't agree with your platform. I'm pro-bra.
You're pro-bra.
It's all about the mystery. And I'd rather not have that mystery wrapped around your ankles. All right?
I can be persuaded. What boobs are you seeing?
But the clown
thing. Seriously.
I grew up reading National Geographic.
What do you, I don't understand what you think girls' boobs generally look like when they take off the bra and just like all falls down.
It's like a slinky. I don't know what's happening to this show.
It's pretty clear that Kenny doesn't see many boobs.
Hey, now.
Well,
I'm just saying, in person. In person. I mean, I'm porn all the time.
TV or his phone.
My goodness. You guys are way mean.
I don't know where this is coming from. I blame Jess.
I do,
Jess.
Yeah.
I'm not editing any of this out.
Clowns, though, right?
I'm firm on the clown thing. I can budge on the bra thing. I'm with you on that because, you know, I'm making you my VP, dude.
Yeah, okay.
What? Secretary of Defense.
Wait, what am I?
That's nepotism. That's nepotism.
You
can't be the VP.
What does Jess get?
Oh, I don't know. I'll put you in charge of education or something. No, what are you talking
about? Why can't I be Secretary of Defense? I'll blow all the things up.
That's why.
Yeah,
no, that's probably not a good idea. So, anyway, no clowns.
Make her Secretary of Dragons, and she'll be like,
yes.
Dragons are real.
It's a new department.
You would be, don't, those coasters hurt.
So, is it time to go?
It's time to go.
I mean, we're pretty much done.
Right? Terrifying, right? Like, people don't be messed up.
Oh, no, totally scary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm more or less scared for those guys. If it's a marketing campaign, I would say that their safety is very much
in
danger.
You don't want people? If you want to mess with us, we all got $5 knives from PrepperCon this last year.
$5 knife.
And mine's the super cool one, too.
We will use them.
Mine's green.
Yep.
Mine's wood.
Mine's kind of olive.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh,
so okay. Bash Music Saturday. Joey Snow, Spinari playing.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's Saturday.
It's gonna be awesome.
Bacon Sale is phenomenal this week. If you haven't heard it, go check it out.
Greg's Guide has two shows.
Two episodes.
And one show he's doing with his mom and his dad.
Yeah, awesome.
So cool.
Yeah, Greg's doing a show with his parents, so you definitely want to check it out. Life on the Rocks, Please is awesome.
I'm on this next episode.
You're on the next one.
The last episode.
Because Life on the Rocks, Please.
Because they air on Wednesday and we're on Thursday.
So it just came out yesterday as you're listening to this. It was yesterday. Let's see. Anything else?
Park Hoppers,
Runcast USA, The Wisps.
Addict to Athlete
is phenomenal.
All the good stuff.
Yeah, we may be adding a new really cool wealth finance show.
Ooh.
We need more serious podcasts on, and this show is awesome.
This show's way serious.
Yeah. So anyway, thanks for listening to Pod Bash. We'll see you on Saturday for Bash Music. We hope you have a great rest of your week. Deuces.
This is the Radio Ronin Show on podbash.com.